Welcome back. This is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button. Let's get it.
He was the most loving, kind person. I had all the love and support that I could have ever wanted. But I think I went through a period wanting money. Like, I wanted to be with someone and be at a different level. And I saw him work all of the time. It's one thing to like work and work and work from like 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. at night, day in, day out, and still have no resources.
Ladies, money isn't everything. Except when you don't have any, I guess is the saying, right? You know, I think Instagram ruined a lot of women's minds. Because they're seeing all these fancy trips and yachts and, you know, jewelry and stacks of money and all that. And they think, well, I'm a cute girl. I could probably get that. I wonder what's the chances I can get that. And then they would be willing to trade in their decent good man to see if they can get a baller. But that baller just going to use you and toss you out like yesterday's newspaper. See, you know nothing about keeping and maintaining a baller. Then you have this unrealistic expectation, even if you were able to get a baller and keep him. You think he's not going to cheat? That's silly of you to think that a dude who have all these women chasing him down ain't never going to have sex with anybody but you. Should have just stuck with your average Joe construction worker. But women who trade up for a better man and they do a good man dirty, the karma, it hit them eventually. They usually end up effed up.
This woman had the perfect man. Bro. This dude doing everything in his power. He making her feel special. He taking care of the crib. He paying the bills. And it wasn't enough because she couldn't live in excess. Bro. So she broke dude heart and went to go be with a dude who treated her like an option.
Bro. She broke her, the love of her life, soulmate. Straight out her.
Yeah, fellas, let that stuff go. The soulmate, the love of my life, man. Don't believe in that stuff. Play your part as long as she playing her part. But even then, just know, hey, this might not last forever. I'm going to keep playing my part as long as she playing her part. But my heart ain't wrapped up in this lasting forever because that's fairy tales. They say nothing lasts forever. So enjoy your woman while you have her, but don't be heartbroken if you ever lose her. That's the quote to live by in relationships. He looking like, bro, what's going on, man? What's really going on? No, there's no way I'm that excited to see any man on earth. I don't care if Pop come back. He like, am I missing something?
For years, women have fought hard to ensure that our generation had an equal place in the workforce.
And to all those women, we just want to say,
thank you. But also, you. I am so tired.
Being a working woman sucks balls.
I work for a women's rights NGO, and every day I get letters from little girls saying, help me, I need an education. And I'm like, no, you don't.
No, real talk. It's cool to brag on social media how much of a boss babe you are, you know, and you getting your money and you have this job title, this impressive job title. But in real life, yeah, it really do suck. Working day in, day out, coming home, your feet hurt. It's almost like it's not worth the Instagram likes to be a boss babe. It's almost like it's not worth the social status that you get or think you get from it. Wouldn't it be so much better to just have a strong man that you respect, go to work every day and take care of you? And then, look, you could put money aside if you really just want that net, that safety net. What if it don't work out? Cool. You could be putting your stash aside, making investments, you know, building you a little nest egg. And then if things go wrong, hey, you got that to fall back on. Ladies, I'm telling you, find a man that's willing to go to work for you and just submit to him and be loyal to him and take care of him. It's a lot easier than going out there in the grind.
I had an education. You know what I need now? A nap.
In my mother's day, they used to say that a woman's place was in the kitchen. And to that I say, why did that change? I work a 50-hour week in an architecture firm designing kitchens. And ironically, I can't find one night to cook a meal of my own. If I have to eat one more Tesco ready meal, I will lose it.
My mother raised me to be an independent woman. I don't want to do that.
I want to marry a rich banker and go to brunch. I've tried to find him.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, you don't get to marry a rich man. See, if you do choose the stay-at-home mom life, chances are it won't be to a rich man. He might make 60-70K. You know, and if you guys budget right, you can live a middle-class life. You're not going to be living in excess.